Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Let's be honest, and I've said this before, leadership isn't about having all the answers. It truly isn't. And remember, you don't need to have all the answers either. In fact, the higher we go in our leadership journeys, the murkier things often get because there are decisions that happen at higher levels that sometimes are difficult. So clarity and answers are not always available. In these cases, you need to create that clarity and those answers. So there will be moments when the clarity completely disappears. Let's be honest. The numbers or those key performance indicators metrics are not telling the full story at all times. And the pressure may be on to figure it all out because you're the leader. I want to share a fact. Uncertainty is actually part of the leader's job. Again, the higher you go, the murkier it is. But courage, and using that true leadership courage that we have, isn't about pretending to know everything. It's about staying grounded when things feel uncertain or murky in the future. This could sound like you thinking or saying to yourself, I don't know yet, but here's what I'll do. Let's make the best decision we can with the information, resources, or people that we do have. Or perhaps it's something like, I'm willing to step forward even if the outcome is not guaranteed. That is what leadership sounds like. That is what courage in a leader is when the path is unclear. It's not always easy and it's not always a straight line. When people feel and see that you have courage as a leader, they know that they are being led well. Courage as a leader, when the path is unclear, can actually be more about listening and, you know, to your employees or others rather than reacting. It might be being very proactive around something rather than reactive. Could be asking better questions or more questions if that's needed, not just making faster decisions without all the information or intel. It could be taking ownership when suddenly change happens. That's always important because it's a scary thing for people. Courage and leadership could be sharing what you do know, but also what you do not know. Again, that helps you keep people informed and they feel better that their leader is keeping them informed with what they do know. And then they don't have to ask about what they don't know if you tell them. Asking for feedback from employees or others, and maybe not just your direct reports, is another big thing that takes courage in leadership, but is so, so very important. So when you lead this, all these different ways, when you lead like that, you give your team, your employees permission to do the same thing. They feel respected. They feel safe to take some risks, and they feel comfortable knowing that you as their leader are going to get them through these unclear situations or issues or whatever else might be going on. You're basically creating space for adaptability, trust, shared accountability, and other things within your team. So as you know, I always like to do a challenge for the week. So this time, I want you to think about asking yourself, where am I waiting for total clarity before I do something as a leader? So remember, you can't move forward if you wait for perfection. Trust me, perfection rarely comes. So you'll be waiting forever. So where are you waiting for clarity before you act? Think about that. And then I want you to take that and create one small step, or maybe it's a large one, maybe it's a large courageous step that you can take today or even this week, even if you don't have the answers. What is that one small courageous step you can take where you're waiting for total clarity? Because we want you to act. We don't want you to wait. Progress over perfection. Remember that. And it's courage for leaders over control. That's the path that you need to take. I work with leaders every day to turn tips like this into real-world results so you can lead with more clarity and confidence. If you're ready to take that next step, check the episode notes for the link to book a call. Let's get you started on strengthening your leadership courage today. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities or even needing to build stronger, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, training, coaching, and more for leaders at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.